Hello and welcome to Trust and Evil.
I'm Bryony.
And I'm Sam, and we are on your case today.
My case.
Your case. And we're in the Christmas season now. I think this is our first one in December. Oh, no, it can't be. Is it our first one in December?
I think it's quick. I don't know. Yeah, I think it's really late.
We are, aren't we?
I don't know, actually.
Sugar.
How would we know that?
I just know I didn't have a Christmas tree the last time we recorded, and now I do.
So that means it's Christmas?
Yeah.
And you won't let me open your chocolates?
Well, I said you could.
They're for a present, you said.
Yeah, but I don't like the person much, so it's fine.
Probably for me, then, yeah?
They are for you, yeah.
So if I ate them, I could just eat them early. And then I was like, it's okay, I've got a protein drink, try it.
Oh my God, it tastes like milk and magnesia, it's disgusting.
She's like, I'm sure you can get better ones than that, and I'm thinking, probably can't, because they're all fucking disgusting.
Put some vanilla in it.
I don't want anything with any sugar in it. It has got sugar in it, but not a lot of sugar.
But, I mean, like vanilla essence. You only need a teeny tiny bit.
No, I don't want any artificial things going into my body.
Well, I get the organic vanilla essence.
Absolutely not. It's too expensive. Can't afford MT4.
Suffer in silence in that case.
I'm not suffering. I quite like it.
Well, then don't make me drink it.
I drink that at 5:30 in the morning some mornings. I'm like, ugh.
More for you.
Ugh. Ugh. I've been going to gym really early at like 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah, no, that's not for me.
No, I know, that's what my sister said. I was like, come with me. She's like, absolutely not.
No, definitely not.
I was like, I quite like getting up and just going. Once I'm at the gym, I'm okay.
Yeah.
But I need to go so early because I need, and people think, oh, go an hour at the gym. You spend fucking half an hour setting all your weights up. So you just need, like, extra time.
Yeah, no, I don't have that problem. No,
you'll probably be awake anyway.
I probably am awake, but I'm awake doom scrolling. while you're getting your abs, I'm doom scrolling, yeah. All right? Yeah. Learning all the things.
Yeah, and it's really quiet as well. There's no one there. And then when someone comes, you're like,
invading my space.
Yeah,
how dare you?
Yeah, I like it when there's no one there, honestly, because I'm always the first one there. And there's two guys who always come in, and I'm like, I look around, they'll be there. I'm like, hi.
They're probably waiting to murder you.
Yeah, because I'm supposed to have a little, like a whistle around my neck.
Right.
Like a panic button around my neck, but I never do.
Then, yeah, you're definitely going to get murdered at the gym.
That's what I thought. If someone wanted to murder you at that gym, would be the best place to do it. And going in half time, your thing doesn't scan. So you stood outside, Fraser, trying to make your thing scan, your barcode scan.
Right, so I will be doing a case about you soon.
Yeah, probably will be, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, you'd be like, she turned up at the gym with her headphones on.
I bet you do as well, don't you? Not a clue what's going on around you.
No, I don't have a clue. No, they're normally, Yeah, because if I'm listening to something really good and I don't want to get out of the car, I'll put my headphones on before I get out of the car.
Safety first.
Yeah.
Come on, miss.
But yeah.
You know better.
I might be dead soon.
So has anything new happened with you?
I realised today I'm poorer than you. Someone put it on our Facebook, how poor I am and how rich you are. And then she's like, I put my heating on for you. And I thought, well, you can afford it now. not all of us can afford it.
I wish this was the truth. And you definitely have more money than I do.
And now I'm sat there sweating.
I'm sweating my ass off, quite literally.
Like, oh, quite nice.
I took my jumper off and forgot I wasn't wearing anything underneath. So just sat there in my bra for a little while. So, Bryony's had a show for free as well.
Yeah, I've had a free show.
I can afford to do it for free because I'm so rich.
Yeah, exactly. I can't see. I'd have to charge.
Yeah.
That's why I haven't taken anything off yet. Because you're not going to pay me because you're tight.
That's why I'm rich.
Yeah, because you don't have your heating on. Actually, that's why you're rich, because you don't have to put your heating on.
Pretty much.
But they still charge you, though. So do you not get a massive bill still?
Well, I keep it on just really low. You know, like...
Oh, you're so cool.
Oh, you know.
You're so cool.
I know.
I wish I could be as cool as you.
Oh, everyone does. I can't help it.
But you keep it on constantly low.
Yeah, that's what they say to do. They say it works out cheaper that way.
Definitely doesn't.
Definitely does. It was your guy that told me that.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't listen to what he says. I watch some well good gossip. I can't tell you on air.
Okay.
On air. Have to tell you off air.
Okay.
But yeah. Okay, right. So it's my case. Oh, no. Have you got anything new going on in your life?
I probably have, but I can't remember any of it. So let's just crag on.
You have got a trap nerve.
I have got a trap nerve, yeah. Fun games. But
now you're addicted to painkillers.
Always, yeah. I'm going to be onto heroin soon.
That was escalation.
Well, yeah, I couldn't think of anything else, to be fair. Heroin jumped straight to the front of my mind. But that's because I can afford it.
Yeah. Mine would be... Well, it's like a...
Crack cocaine.
Is that... No, I think that's more expensive, isn't it, than heroin?
I don't know. You're the druggie, not me. You tell me.
I've never dabbled in those sorts of drugs.
What's I don't know, what was cheap when you were doing your raving?
None of it really.
Oh.
Well, I mean, it's more expensive now because cost of living.
You know. Those drug dealers got bills to pay.
Now they're cooking their meth. Like, you know what I think? They've got gas, electric to pay.
Yeah, nobody thinks about them, do they?
No, it's sad. I tell you what I have started watching though. Mm-hmm. Kin on BBC One, quite good.
Kin.
I'm sure it's Kin or Kim. I'm sure it's K-I-N, not K-I-M.
Okay.
And I watched Time as well.
None of these things are ringing.
BBC One. Okay. Really good.
I don't watch BBC anything. I don't watch TV.
This Kin on BBC One, I tell you what, they've gone well out of their comfort zone. Right. They don't normally do anything related to like drugs and like crime and violence, really. Not like hardcore.
Okay.
Well, it's not hardcore, don't get me wrong, but it's like for BBC ears.
So is this all like true stories or just drugs?
No. I've been watching The Met though. Have you watched The Met?
I don't know.
That's on BBC. Fucking well good. Really, really good. I'm going to do a case. This guy, and he kills this woman. Cool story.
Yeah. Unlike any other case that we've done.
I was watching it when I was at Centre Parks on my own with Maze, and yeah. I was like, oh, what if I die?
Maisie would probably not enjoy Centre Parks very much.
You'd probably still be there going around on the train.
Probably would.
Where's my mum? Like, got a little key lock, like, because you get it on your wrist. Like, have you ever been to Centre Parks?
No, I can't afford it. I'm not that rich.
Sorry. Sorry, I did stay in a nicer bit as well.
Of course you did. You always upgrade.
Yeah. But always it was nice. Me and Tim are going to go back, like, with Finley, because Jazz won't want to come.
No.
With Finn, and do, like, the whole biking and stuff.
What, with Maze?
Yeah. Can I put her on a little trailer at the back?
Hopefully
by then she'll be able to ride a bike. So we're not going to go till next September.
Cool.
Hopefully by then, if you teach her to ride a bike, she'll be well away.
Happy days.
It's quite hilly, though.
Yeah.
But I thought, for like Jack and Finn's age, you could literally, as long as you pin your location, because no cars allowed, so it's literally just, as long as they don't hit a pedestrian or another bike, they're all right.
It's all good. Yeah, I know it is really good for the kids.
Yeah, really good. I didn't realise, because I've never been. But I didn't want to stay in a lodge on my own. I was like, a bit scared.
Although
I did flood my apartment twice.
Okay.
That wasn't my fault.
Oh, whose fault was it?
And then the security guard come, because, you know, it's me. Because she needed me to move my car. And she was like, I knocked on my door. And she was like, oh, you haven't moved your car yet? I was like, well, no, because there's a fucking puddle of water all over the fucking floor. She came in thinking she was fucking Billy Big Bollocks and fixed it, apparently. She said, oh, this is really loose. You just need to tighten this up. I'm like, well, oh, you're funny, love. I paid a fortune to be here.
Yeah, it's not really my job to be tightening anything.
And I need cleaners because she phoned through to reception. She's like, well, she can't clean up the water because she hasn't got a mop. Because there's cleaning stuff in the cupboard, like Hoover and stuff.
Right.
I did get Hoover out a few times. Cause I thought, oh. But I was like, I would fucking clean it up anyway, you prick. Do you know what I mean?
You paid that. Yeah, it's not a mess you made. The thing is broken.
Apparently she fixed it. Amazing. Then it happened again. So I rung for again. And then I waited in for this guy to come. I didn't have to wait in, but me and Mace were just chilling. Waited in, this guy came, and he was like, well, I'm not actually a plumber, I'm an electrician. I was like, okay. And then he was like, because my husband said, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, do you want to just give him a ring? And ask him if he thinks I should silicone this bit? And I was like, he's not actually a plumber. And he was like, oh. But it did have three holes in, so that fucking security guard didn't know shit.
No, didn't I?
She should have kept the plumber that was on call.
Yeah, she should have.
So yes, then I ended up getting a gift voucher because I did complain. But I probably would have got more if you'd have complained for me.
You probably would have. I'm better at complaining.
Probably got a whole free break.
You probably would have.
And an upgrade. Tim was like, ask for an upgrade. Oh, when I got there, my apartment was day.
Ew.
So I complained.
Thing is, I don't know, for you guys that aren't sort of English, Centre Parks, it ain't cheap.
No.
It's sort of like an outdoorsy, something to do every day type place, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really nice. It's like, yes, it's on a forest, in a forest type
yeah,
place.
Yeah, and you've got like your mountain biking, your climbing walls, loads of sort of things to
outdoorsy
do, activities,
stuff.
Yeah.
And not all of it's free, but like as long as you've got a bike and you like cycling or walking or whatever, you're good to go. Like swimming's free. The swimming pool was amazing, to be fair. It was really nice. And they had one of those cold water things
that
I really wanted to go in. Me and Maisie tried, but I was like up to here. And then by the time she'd sort of started getting in, I was like, oh, get back out. It's so cold. But yeah, and the rapid things, I couldn't go down those because she wouldn't.
Aww.
I did say they have to be able to swim.
Yeah.
So yeah, we didn't go down that. But yeah, it was
no,
good.
You expect it to be clean, don't you?
Yeah, yeah, you expect your apartment to be clean. And it wasn't even like, I wasn't being like picky. It was dirty.
Mm.
Like there were, and oh, and then my coffee machine leaked everywhere. So it was really good holiday, actually. Yeah. And I was thinking, I haven't done something wrong because I've got this coffee machine at home.
Yeah.
So I know how,
you know how to use it.
Then they come with a new coffee machine. I was like, should I just take it home? Now I know I'll just bring mine next time and complain. Get a new one. Well, anyway, today's my case. So this case is an English case. This is a COVID pandemic case, as they all are.
They all do seem to be, don't
this
they?
It is a child's case, although I know there is people have been writing on what cases they want us to cover.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't got that far yet. I know you have, but I just haven't. So this case was already recorded,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah.
I've had this case for
ages. And we did say we won't do it every time, but we will sort of take up on board what people are suggesting, won't we?
Yeah, sometimes it's nice to do a case that you want to do.
Yeah.
Not that you lose interest, because you don't, because it's horrible to say it, because it's obviously...
It's more when you find one that you're passionate about, isn't
yeah,
it?
Sometimes yeah, sometimes if you're doing one, or like if we look and there's not enough information, then, you know, we could maybe, like, if there are ones that aren't enough information, we just record little 10-minute ones at some point and just put them out together.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so, yes, I will get to the cases that people have suggested next year. Oh, did I tell you about my dentist appointment?
No.
Oh, I thought I had a dentist yesterday, right?
You thought you had dentist.
I had a dentist yesterday.
Right.
I said to my sister, ring them because I'm late. She rung them and the lady was like, no, so your dentist appointment was at 2:30. I was like, fuck. What was it, 3:30? I was like, oh, really sorry, like super duper late now, aren't I? Anyway, and she was like, oh, so yeah, the dentist appointment isn't today. I was like, oh, is it not? She's like, no, it's not till February. I was like,
oh, aces. Uh-huh. Then you're not late. You're just late. Super fucking early.
I was like, well, I'm not late then, am I? I'm really, really early.
Yay!
So, yeah. So we can all go to the dentist still and not get struck off. Boop, boop. But we're going to have to pay private for Maisie, they told me.
Why?
They won't accept her. NHS.
Why?
Because they just won't. They've not taken on any more patients.
But you go to the... I thought it was just must when your family goes there.
Yeah.
I've been on the waiting list for a dentist nearly 4 or 5 years.
And you still haven't got one?
Nope.
Fuck, your teeth are bad, though.
Mm-hmm.
You need one.
Literally.
They're like disgusting.
I know, they're black and everything.
Ugh, that's why we don't put pictures of Sam.
Maybe that's why they just don't, they haven't given me one yet. They're like, she's too bad, fuck her.
She's too far gone.
Yeah, too far gone.
Wait till we can pull them all out.
Yeah.
I can't wait to be older and have false teeth.
You realise you can have them now if you want.
No, I don't want them, and I don't want to go Turkey for them. I'm too scared.
She says.
No, I am. No, because they file them all down. So like, if you don't want them anymore...
Oh, you fucked.
You fucked. You have to have them.
Yeah.
That's like a life...
decision, yeah.
Decision. Like, I know my tits are.
There are ones that you can cap them, but then your teeth underneath usually go mank, so you're fucked either way.
Oh, yeah, they would, wouldn't they? Yeah, because you're not brushing them. No, it's
yeah, not. My mum had the file ones down.
Did she?
Yeah.
Did she?
Yeah, she looked really funny. Obviously, they don't let you walk around like
it. Well, they do in Turkey. You've got to go back.
Yeah, well, what they do is they file them down, then they put like...
a fake one.
Yeah, fake ones.
Oh, I thought
you
just like to walk around.
No, no, they put like a little temporary set in until you're ready to go back.
Oh, I didn't know that. I just thought you had to walk around with
like vampire teeth.
Because it is, you're left with like nothing, can't you? Just people don't do that to your teeth. I know they all look nice now.
But then it depends. It's each to their own, isn't there? That's yeah. I would if my teeth were like really, really bad.
Like mine. If you had teeth like me.
Well, what's wrong with your teeth? What's wrong with your teeth?
Really bad.
Why?
Well, they're not, no. But they are.
You've got a bit of an overbite, but other than that, your teeth are fine. Well, you got a big overbite, actually.
I have. And I have braces. Can you remember?
Yeah, you didn't keep your retainer on there, did you?
And my wisdom teeth pushed them all forward. Right, we better stop.
Right, yeah, anyway.
Absolutely. Bollocks. People hate us already. We've seen the review. Do you see that nice review as well? Someone wrote like, this podcast is shit or whatever. And then they were like, someone else wrote like, if you don't like it, don't listen. And I was like, yeah, you fucking tell him.
Love
I can't
it.
Remember who it is. I'll find out in a minute. We'll say
yeah, if you don't like it, fuck off.
Yeah, fuck
whoever
off.
You are, brilliant.
I shared it on our page.
Yeah, I did like it. I can't remember the name though.
No, I'll have a look in a minute. I reckon at the end of one of them, As a Christmas special, we'll just read out some of the reviews because some of them are great.
Yeah.
I get right assy about it
you
as well.
Do.
So I'll be like right fiery up. And then I have to drive home like, fucking
just
hell.
Wind you up and watch you go.
Yeah, right. Okay, so my case today is about a 10-month-old baby and he was named Finley Bowden. And like I said, so this, they were, I think it's Birmingham, a long time ago since I wrote this case. I'm sure they lived in Birmingham. So it's Birmingham based.
Okay.
So it's that up country for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right, fine. So today, so like I said, today we were talking about another child that got lost in what was basically like a national pandemic that swept over, and so many children, a lot of children that I've realised that went missing in COVID or like around COVID, and people just realising now, like, oh, they're like, where's your kid?
Oh, right.
Do you know what I mean? There's a lot of, like, children.
Like children that were on the system and nobody really noticed, that nobody was looking into it till now.
Yeah, and they're either like due to be starting school and stuff, and they're like, oh yeah, should this kid not be at school? Yeah, so it's crazy. It's going to be loads more to come out of COVID with kid-wise, isn't it, really?
Oh, yeah.
So we have got... Oh, my God, your dog's fine.
Oh, she stinks.
Oh, my God. I'm really sorry we had to pause because I was going to be sick.
It stank.
Basically. Yeah. So today we're talking about Shannon Marsden, and she had a partner that was... He was called Stephen Bowden. Okay, so there's two of them. Right. There's two of them involved in this. So... Shannon began a relationship with Stephen in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
This was a relationship filled with violence, more on Stephen's part, but I think they both were as bad as each other.
Quite volatile in general.
If I'm honest, yeah. Shannon would often be seen with bruises and marks all over her body.
Mm-hmm.
The pair also had an addiction to cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like there's a lot said on this. I think, like, if you go on to, like, YouTube, say, and listen to somebody, you can sort of tell that they've never really smoked cannabis because they're like, cannabis is so bad, oh my God. And I'm like, it's so many people I know. I don't smoke cannabis myself, actually. Mm-hmm. Sam calls me a druggie, but I don't actually smoke it.
No, in the past, I meant used to, like, party drugs and you.
Yeah, and I've smoked cannabis before, do you know what I mean? Mm. But, like, I know people that are long-time cannabis users that, one, don't abuse their children, two, go to work. Like, you can function on it.
Yeah.
It's not like heroin.
Yeah.
I know people do work on heroin as well, but... It's not as bad as that. Like, you can actually do so. Yeah, does it make you lazy?
It can do, and it does
in a way. But, and could it make you, you know, you can have mood swings if you don't have it. So I suppose, yeah, I suppose that does then open your children up to...
But there is a reason it's a Class C in England, isn't it? And not a Class A.
And there's a reason why it's legal in so many other countries.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like this drug that takes over your life and... No, can't do anything.
Like I say, the risk with it, I think, more is just being a gateway drug more than it's going to ruin your life.
Yeah, exactly. The pair found out Shannon was pregnant in September 2019. So social services are...
So she got pregnant really soon after they got together.
Yeah, I know. Social services are informed and they opened a child protection plan.
Why were social services informed?
I imagine it would be for domestic violence reasons.
Right.
That's what I would imagine. I imagine at some point they would have had the police around. That's all I think, that's what I can gather.
So she got kids other than this?
No.
So, yeah, so it must be something to do with that.
Because with it in England as well, so say if you were pregnant and you phoned the police, I'm not saying this is guaranteed what happened, it doesn't really say how social got involved, but if you were ringing the police, not that you should not ring the police, because it doesn't, if you're not doing anything wrong, social not going to take your kids, you know what I mean? But, yeah, if you ring the police here and... If you're and you've been attacked, then they will inform social services because it's a risk to you and your child.
Do we have any prior on sorry, I forgot his name. What's the
Stephen?
Yeah, do we have any prior on him? Any risk factors?
No, not really. Not I don't really go into detail. I can't really find out much about him previously. Really, it's all based on
the story.
So in October 2019. Derbyshire County Council Social Services began court proceedings in relation to the unborn child and its parents. Shannon and Stephen are subjected to regular drug testings, checks on their home.
So something, they must have been pretty worried.
Mm-hmm. Court records show that in January 2016, social workers visited the couple's address in Old Whittington, Chesterfield, and find holes in the bedroom doors and walls. This is alarming. The home is reported to be a mess, unsuitable for a child to live in.
So Finley's born by this stage?
No, he's still not born yet. No. And so, you know, and also as well, like, you have to have a reasonable home to bring your child into.
It has to be, like, good enough, don't we?
I've seen photos. It was a fucking mess. It was disgusting.
I know that our social services go on, is it good enough?
Yeah. They don't, it doesn't have to be
amazing.
As long as you're making improvements, You have to excuse Sam.
Sorry, I'm making ouchy noises.
As long as you're making improvements to your home,
you can show that you're trying to make things better. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Shannon gives birth to baby Finley on the 15th of February. On the 18th of February 2020, Finley is removed from the parents' care days after being born.
Well, that is 3 days, isn't it?
Yeah, both of them testing positive for cannabis. So, you know, if you've been told you can't smoke, if you're, you know, there's no one saying you can't smoke and have children, but if you're under social services care, and that's
don't do it. You are going to get tested. If it's an either or situation, then it's a fucking no brainer, isn't it?
And it's illegal in this country.
That is one of the things, isn't it?
Exactly.
But yeah, 3 days. That's ridiculous.
I know. Well, the thing is, though, so I'm glad he was removed.
Yeah.
At least he had that sort of short time.
Yeah,
short
where he was taken care of.
Yeah, exactly.
I really would like to know why they were so hot on them, though.
I know. And the problem is as well, right, is social services have obviously received a lot of backlash, and they will again in this case, but they remove them sometimes, and then the judge, like in this case, the judge gives them back.
Yeah.
And it's like, you got to look at why they were removed.
Yeah, that's my case, sort of same sort of thing.
It's fucking ridiculous, isn't it? Finley is doing well with his foster family. He's happy and loved. So remember, lockdown was on and off around this time. So Finley was,
this was all sort of brand new. Nobody knew what the fuck was going on.
And then seeing Finley would have been very, very difficult for them to see Finley. Mm-hmm. And I think this has a lot to do with the judge's decision.
Why he was giving back, yeah.
On the 1st of October 2020, a family court decides that Finley should be returned back to the care of his parents, and then an 8-week plan including unsupervised visits and overnight stays of varying durations within a 12-month supervision order, monitoring home conditions. The judge never actually asked them to do a drugs test, which I don't really understand why they didn't. If they were removed,
that's the reason he was taken away.
Well, I haven't seen the report, but I'm assuming that's the reason why. That's what's stated. So I'm assuming that's the reason why he was taken away. That, you know, for it to be reported on is that I can't see it being anything else. I haven't actually seen the actual report.
Mm-hmm.
But so I can't, you know, but every news source you'll see, it will say the same thing.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah, if there's only maybe one news report saying it.
I mean, I imagine the house is probably in a shit state too, because I mean, you know, when you have a baby yourself, there's dishes, there's washing, and even if you're the cleanest person, well, not always, but 9 out of 10
not
times
you.
Not me, of course.
No, not you. But, you got maids, don't you?
Yeah, with all the money that I have. But you know, generally, even if you're the cleanest person, there is shit that just goes under the radar when you've got a newborn in the house. So if they're minging anyway, I can imagine this house is gross.
Yeah I know. I'll show you. I'll put pictures up on our Facebook. But
okay, make sure you do, because you always say that. I never do.
There's like a bottle, and then there's like an ashtray next to it, and there's like a cowpaw syringe on the side. The whole bit is just fucking
gross.
Disgusting. Oh. I'm like, your heart just sinks for that child. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, if we're actually just living in dirty conditions, I'm just like, oh, you sad thing. Right, so this is how it should have been done. What I'm saying by that, because we've gone off tangent, is so it's been on an 8-week plan, including unsupervised visits and overnight stays of varying durations. Because you've got to remember as well, Finney didn't know them because they weren't really seeing him because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So that was difficult. So they weren't having those contact centre visits. Which
How long was he in foster care for?
Works out to be roughly about 9 months.
So by this time, he has sort of bonded with his foster carers.
Yeah,
it's not like he's a newborn, and because newborns don't really know who the hell they're with. I mean, they know their mothers and that, don't they? But, you know, you can pass a newborn to anyone and they're pretty much okay.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Unless it's my husband. Babies don't like my husband.
No, Finley Maisie fucking hates it. And then he talks and she's like, it moves as well.
My friend's baby was yesterday. Sorry, small tangent, but I got in the car with my friend and my husband.
You got a friend?
I know, I do. Who knew? Jesus. My husband opened the back door to say hello to the baby. She cried her heart out. He tries so hard
I
as well.
Cry when he talks to me, so I can imagine.
So he's around 9 months old.
Yeah, basically. So they've got a plan in place of how everything should be done. And I think I put in here that we never know if COVID if COVID was the sort of the reason why this case was handled as it did, I think it is. But
we do know cases that are out of COVID completely and they were handled terribly, weren't they?
Yeah, so you just never know. You could have had the best social workers on it in the world for a little. And because there's such a turnaround of social workers.
Such a turnaround.
They go off sick all the time, which to be fair, I mean, I bloody would.
It is a hard job, isn't it? Like, I don't envy their job at all, like one bit, for stress, for not being backed by the people that you work for. Yeah. And you could be the best social worker in the world, but the system doesn't support you.
No, exactly.
Because I do feel like we're always going down on social workers. It's not the individual one so much as the system in itself,
it's not the
one, isn't
you
it?
Know. That's what you're trying to say.
Yeah, just, not the ones
just
I
say
know.
That one.
Not
just
the ones
say,
I know.
Just say the ones I know.
But there are some damn good ones out there.
Not
but
the ones you know, though.
You fuck off.
Does she listen to this?
No.
Good. She'll never like me again.
She won't.
So family social workers had recommended a 6-month transition instead due to concerns about parents' like capabilities.
So what does that entail?
So it's instead of, so the judge has said, the judge said 8 weeks, and then the social workers are saying like, no, can we do it 6 months?
Yeah, so what does the transition period entail?
So that would be like overnight stays.
So as it is, as it's been,
as it's
but
set,
for longer,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So yeah, just yeah, exactly, yeah, and then build it up. So at the start, for the first, let's say, month or two, I imagine they wouldn't do any overnight stays, and it would just
then
be,
maybe one a week, one a month,
yeah,
two one
a week,
yeah,
3 a week, yeah, exactly. Which right. I think all of them should be minimum six months.
Should be
minimum,
yeah.
There should be a minimum,
and there should be a build up, not just there. Have your child back.
Yeah, if you're desperate for your kid back, you'd make every single visit. Yeah. Perfect, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
So yeah, six. We should all fucking put that to fucking. I was gonna say Boris, but
I've said it before. I'll say it again. Brownie for prime minister.
I would make a really good prime minister, actually. I've lost where I am now. Yeah. So 6 months. Yeah. So right. So we go back to this. So yes, social workers wanted a 6-month transition instead due to concerns about the parents' capability. They didn't know Finley. They'd been absent for his whole life, basically. So 6 months, I feel, would have been a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
I personally think. Like I say, I think a minimum of 6 months for anybody.
Even if they were perfect parents, just so he got to know them properly.
Just for him.
Not just these people that he's seen a few times now and then.
Yeah, just for him, if not for anybody else. Mm. Exactly. He wouldn't have spent any longer than an hour of them in a room up to this point.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Do you know, were the hour visitations that you had, was that in like the home? Was that in a visitation place?
Normally in a visitation
place. Yeah,
like
that's what
I
was thinking.
When we did our foster thingy, that we were told we'd have to take them to a visitation place. Yeah. And it can be anywhere. Like if you get a child from like up country. Well,
you go there, yeah.
You go to the parents. Like that's the thing as well. For these foster families, it's not made easy for them. Because you've got to take these kids, carry these kids around, and 9 out of 10, the parents don't even show up anyway.
That is where they like the foster parents, I think, not to work, or one of them, isn't it? And that is another reason they're paid so much, because it is a job.
Exactly.
It's not just you have a kid come and sleep at your house.
No. What, like I thought? Like, it's all right, just be sleepover fun. So 17th of November 2020, Finney's allowed to live permanently with his parents. So this is 2 months after the family social worker asked for 6 months. It's crazy, isn't it, to think that even happened. Imagine being the foster parents as well and having to give that baby back.
Knowing that nobody thinks it's a good idea.
Yeah, exactly. And it was said that the pair were attentive to Finley and his needs. So if you can show you can be a good parent for an hour, then
have a kid. Why not? Yeah.
Yeah. And like I'm having this argument about a dog at the minute with somebody that I know. And it's all great having a puppy. It's all fun and games. And then you've got to look after it.
Yeah, and train it. And
walk it.
Yeah, until it needs your attention 24/7.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, yeah. It's all fun and games for a little while. And then you've actually, as soon as they realise that this is a baby and babies are hard work, especially a baby that doesn't know you.
Yeah.
So 19th of November 2020, a social worker visits a family home and notes Finley had a 4-centimetre bump on his forehead. His parents say that it was caused by playing with a toy. They didn't raise this and took this as the truth. The home was still messy and this was noted.
The thing with that is, though, bumps on the forehead are a place where tots get hurt. It is. They bump into everything. They're that sort of height, aren't they? Or they're crawling around their head first. That's not an unusual place for a bump to occur.
No.
However, it's depending how often is this happening? Yeah. And I will say my youngest, not my oldest so much, but my youngest Jack, he was so rough and ready. He forever had bruises on his head, forever. And I was like, literally, people are going to think that I'm abusing him. And it was a social worker I was talking to, not the one that I know, she said, that is a commonplace that they don't seem to worry about too much, as depending on other factors well.
Yeah, exactly. Again, in November, Finley is seen by a social worker to be bruised. This was the last time a social worker seen him alive, despite several further attempts to do so.
Attempts by who? The social workers, right?
Yeah. So the end of November 2020, a social worker makes an unannounced visit to the couple's home, where Finley is seen asleep unsupervised on the sofa downstairs, while Shannon and Stephen are said to be upstairs listening to music. This was the last time social workers saw Finley alive. They didn't gain entry that day, even though they could have called the police to get entry.
So how do they know he was asleep on the sofa?
Because they saw him through the window. So through the window, how do they know that they were upstairs
listening to music? I imagine that's just what they said was going on.
Yeah, because they've got a report. They can see, I suppose. And I get he's on the sofa, so I suppose, all right, we can see him, he's on the sofa. But if he's unsupervised and you're stood there, I mean, if you're a social worker and you're wanting to go in, you're ringing the doorbell and knocking and stuff, no one's answering. I'm thinking, well, where the fuck are they?
If I know that you're in and you're not answering, I'm getting in that house one way or another.
Yeah, exactly. And the kids asleep on the sofa, I'd be like, I don't know.
Mm.
Exactly.
I take that as they don't want to let me in and there's a reason for it.
Exactly, I would as well. December, and also, right, it depends what social workers you're sending around there, because to be a social worker, I think you do have to have a bit of, like, oomph about you.
Yeah.
You can't be like...
You've got to be assertive, haven't you? Yeah.
December 2016, I don't know where I got that from. December 16th, Shannon texts a relative say no one is seeing Finley right now due to marks on his body, which she claims she didn't know the source of, but she said... She didn't want anyone else to see them. She added that Finley has a temperature and a cold and is generally unwell and would not let anyone touch his mouth without screaming.
Suspicious as fuck. Red flag, red flag. But if that was me...
Like a family member.
If somebody messaged me that as a family and I know that social workers have been involved, I would be... Well, I'd be reporting him.
Exactly. And we can't come down on someone like Star Hobson's family and not come down on people like his family. Like, they're all as bad as each other. Yeah. Like,
especially knowing the situation. Now, if this was a kid that was loved and cared for and you'd seen many a times that this kid had everything, wanted for nothing, was loved, and they said he's poorly, not about the marks, that would still throw me a lot, but said he's poorly, no one's seen him because of illness, I'd be like, fair play. That's, you know, exactly. You want him well for Christmas.
But she literally did put, no one's seeing Finley right now due to marks on his body. I'd be like...
What marks?
Yeah, I know.
I'd be thinking, like, along the lines of meningitis or something like that.
Yeah, I wouldn't
know. If they're that unexplained marks, I'd be like, this is serious. You need to get him checked out.
Yeah, exactly.
Do we know what the family member said?
No.
That's annoying.
No, we don't. But I imagine they didn't obviously say a lot now, do they? Because... Who the fuck doesn't report that? Mm-hmm. They know they're under social workers' care. Even if nothing was done about it, I'd still report it. 23rd December 2020, a social worker visits the family home but is unable to go inside. Shannon comes to the door and says that the baby is asleep. He cannot be seen. The social worker sees Stephen about down the road conducting an exchange that looked like a drug deal. Now, every source says conducting a drug deal, and I put looked like a drug deal because you never know what's going on.
Unless people are pulled over and money and drugs are found, you can't oh my God, I can't speak.
It's reported on everywhere that he was 100%, and I don't know what he was doing.
I mean, I doubt it that it was anything else, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want him to sue us because I don't want to owe this fucker any money. But yeah, apparently he was doing a deal.
Of some kind.
Who knows? I'm not sure if this was the same social worker or if they didn't read the notes before going to the home. But now you have two unsuccessful attempts to actually see Finley and check him over. So Stephen texts his drug dealer that he wants to bounce Finley off the walls due to the child keeping him up all night. He also told family members that Finley's chest was rattling and he was having problems breathing.
So did you say this was all to the drug dealer?
So he texts the drug dealer saying...
He wants to bounce him off the walls.
I want to bounce Finley off the walls.
So I'm guessing him and this drug dealer are pretty close.
And then he texts a family member that Finley's chest was rattling and he was having problems breathing.
I wonder
no
why...
No clue what the family members text back.
I wonder why he's texting them this, knowing that they're abusing him. Why are they sending...
I imagine, though, for his drug dealer, he's probably pissed off. And he's like, oh, yeah, fucking
that I get. Like, I'm peed off, but...
I don't know.
Why was he texting the family member? Like, was it...
I don't know. I haven't got the whole text on it in the context of the text. Could have been more than that.
Because if I'm texting people that, it's because I'm worried or I'm thinking of it from their point of view. Are they setting, like, the scene as if to say, oh, he's poorly. That's why he is sort of...
exactly.
Yeah.
Evidence shows that on the same day, a COVID test was ordered in Finley for Finley.
Mm.
But Shannon also searched in the internet for symptoms of sepsis. She says that Stephen told her that she was overthinking and being delusional. It's like she was overthinking things and being delusional. So she's sort of blaming, sort of saying, I feel like this is her being like, oh, well, I was worried about him. I Googled this, but then he told me I was being stupid, sort of thing.
Mm.
But then was that the relevant, you know, because I don't think...
That to me just says they knew something was seriously wrong with the kid.
Yeah.
And it was ignored for whatever reason.
Exactly. So 6:45 on the 24th of December 2020, Stephen takes Finley to Tesco Express when he would have been suffering from sepsis and multiple broken bones.
I was literally just saying, they're Googling sepsis and he's taking him to fucking Tesco.
I know. He would have been in so much pain at this point, that the experts have said. Like, he would have been dying at this point, basically.
Poor little baby.
And you can see him in the buggy, little bundled up. And you're like, fuckers. Maybe if social workers had done their job and actually seen Finley, this would have just been so different, because they would have been able to see that. Because at this point, they said, the experts saying, like, he wouldn't have been able to sit up anymore.
There was no way you would have been able to hide his symptoms and what was wrong with him. Yeah,
exactly. And I'm thinking, like, if they would have read the notes and gone, so the social worker last time didn't get angry, but she saw him on the sofa, but she didn't actually go in to see him. Now I'm at the door and she's not letting me see him again. Oh, hold on a minute. Like, fucking do your job. Like, it's great that they did their job the first time, but why didn't they not fucking do their job the second time?
You wonder, was he asleep on the sofa? Was he just asleep on the sofa? Was the poor kid so ill? He was just zonked out on the sofa, exactly. Poor little mite.
At 2:33 a.m. on the 25th of December 2020, Stephen carries Finley, who was not breathing, downstairs and wakes Shannon, who was sleeping on the sofa. They call 999 and begins CPR. Paramedics arrive to find Shannon upset and screaming and Finley without a pulse. He was then taken to hospital and pronounced dead about an hour later. After that, they both act very suspiciously at the hospital, discussing selling Finley's pram. I know. Ask him what meat they are having at a relative's for Christmas.
What the actual fuck are these people on?
But they don't give a fuck. Do you know what I mean?
I wouldn't. I would just be distraught in a puddle, locking myself in the bedroom and telling the rest of the world to fuck off. Probably why I contemplate suicide.
Right. I thought you said that's probably why. I was like, well,
no.
Yeah, but yeah, you would, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Right. What gets to me is, do these fucking retards not realise the hospital staff are watching
Everything you're doing?
Honestly, sometimes people just hurt my brain. I'm not the brightest, but...
But come the fuck on.
Put on a show. If you want to get away with something, you have to...
I mean, in a way, don't get me wrong, I'm glad these people don't, but for fuck's sake,
The amount of injuries on him, they would never have got away with it,
Who loses their kid and immediately goes, I wonder how much we can get for the buggy?
I know.
I hope the turkey's young today.
And this buggy probably got funded by social services, no doubt.
It's just, I mean, the thing is, why are we shocked that there's no care or thought or feeling that we shouldn't be shocked? But it never fails to fucking just explode my brain.
I know. So they're just complete, they're fine. There's no emotion shown whatsoever.
No, they're thinking what the hell they can get out of this.
That they're actually asking, like, this relative's there and they're asking them what they're having. If I was there, I don't know, it could come across, you could be really shocked and say silly things.
Silly things.
But, if you just sort of let's sell his pram and, what meat are we having then? You wouldn't be, it wouldn't be casual conversation, would it?
No.
Be like, Like, be like really monotone, like, oh, it's Christmas tomorrow or today. What, yeah. Like, having Christmas dinner, I hope, like, it'd just be really sort of.
And also, I don't know if the relatives that you've mentioned so far have been the same one or different ones.
No, I don't know. This is the
but
thing.
What the fuck are these relatives doing, man?
Oh, man, they all strike me as the most scummiest people ever.
Oh, my God.
In my eyes. Finley was not just hit a few times when a postmortem was carried out.
Oh,
he
God.
He had so many injuries on it. And you've got to remember, he's only tiny. He's
are you going to go through the injuries?
Yeah.
Here's your warning then, guys.
Yeah, it is in a minute. In court, family photographs showing bruises to Finley's left cheek, ear and scalp. So this, the jury were told, was the first evidence of Finley's non-accidental injuries, basically. It's the first, like, she's obviously taken photos.
Yeah. Do we know, were these like old? Were they brand new?
Yes, old and new ones. Right. So he's got like variation. He wasn't with them that long. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Right. So now this is your warning more. So Finley Bowden died on Christmas Day 2020, 39 days after he was returned to his parents. The toddler suffered 130 separate injuries, including 57 fractures, breaks to his collarbone, shoulders, shin bone. Like, it's really hard to imagine to break your shin bone. Mm. I mean, not in a baby, but it is, must be difficult. Pelvis and ribs, and two burns in the days leading to his death. Finley died after developing a heart infection and sepsis, as he was unable to clear mucus as a result of multiple rib fractures. The text he sent saying Finley was having trouble breathing was definitely in court read out to be when he was actually dying.
So it's like the death rattle.
Yeah, so when he's saying, oh, he's having trouble breathing,
he's in the
like,
dying phase.
Dying, man. And you just let that happen. He must have been so quiet as well. Like, sure, you'd wonder why he was so quiet. Do you know what I mean?
But just off the top of my head, for the amount of days they had him, they're averaging about, it's got to be 3 or 4 injuries a day.
It's crazy,
for him to have that many on his body.
It's crazy, isn't it?
And you think that's the ones that left marks.
Yeah, exactly. That's true, actually. Yeah, exactly. Like, they really did honestly beat him, like, to death. That's basically, like, it wasn't just one.
He was tortured.
Yeah. And that's what I mean. That's why I don't understand why they don't get proper sentences. Mm. Like, you get longer for drugs. Honestly, for drugs.
Yeah.
Like, they probably have got longer for if they sold weed.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking so annoying.
Yeah, it's so enraging.
On the evening of December 2023, Shannon did internet searches for signs of sepsis and researched a news story about a woman who waited 90 minutes for an ambulance and other stories that were just a bit random.
So it seems like she's trying to figure out what the fuck's going to happen to her.
Yeah, exactly. The prosecution say that there is no doubt that on December the 23rd, Shannon knew her baby was very, very ill.
And had she have intervened then, I mean, who knows, he may well have been too far gone, but he could have lived.
Exactly. And they didn't do anything about it. And then they've got...
It's like they just waited for him to die.
Yeah, pretty much. And then, I don't know if they even probably thought he would die. Like, they seem a bit thick.
Yeah, but surely, even as thick as you are, I don't know, there's just so much... You've got to be aware that after so much abuse and so much of somebody not getting better, that death's at least a possibility.
I don't know if people think that far ahead. Honestly, I don't.
But then she was Googling what
that's
happened
true.
After,
that's
so
true,
it must have been a thought in her head.
Yeah, that's true, actually, she was. So yeah, true, very true. But obviously, while all this is going on, while she's Googling and stuff, she's also, like, purchasing drugs, like, texting the dealer asking for drugs and stuff. By Stephen's account, he said Finley had been fed before he and Shannon went to bed.
I highly doubt
Very
that.
Suspicions. As so it's thought that Finley had been dead for longer than Shannon was claiming. The court heard a blood test shows Finley's blood sugar levels were much lower than they should be. And if he had been fed shortly after suffering a heart attack, then they wouldn't be so low.
Mm. And if Finley was as ill as he obviously was, he wasn't eating.
No, yeah, of course he wasn't. He wasn't, no way he's going to be eating, no. So a friend said that Stephen and Shannon had waited longer than an hour to call paramedics Christmas Day because he wanted to have a spliff and hide his drug stash.
Yeah, of course.
So another witness says that Stephen recounted shaking the baby a little bit when he found him crying and crying when fluid was coming up from his nose and his eyes. They both said they thought Finley had picked up some drugs from around the home. He also said the dog had jumped on Finley and this was how he got his injuries.
So was this also at the time?
This is what he told his friend.
So this is sort of just what he said to a friend. The friend wasn't actually there.
No. In evidence, the court heard Stephen had climbed into a window at the couple's old address while it was still a crime scene. On Christmas Day, police later found a ladder pushed up against the house.
So what was he trying to get rid of?
Open. Well, apparently that's where he put his drugs in the loft before they come. So they had time to hide the drugs, smoke a spliff. They didn't care when they called
that's
the ambulance.
They
put on a show and they maybe, I mean, because, you know, they do say if you're doing CPR, right, you're going to probably break ribs. And if it's on a child, you probably will break their ribs.
Yeah.
There's no way all their ribs are going to be broken. Do you know what I mean? And so we're going to have this many injuries on him. So, yeah.
And then he went back to get his drugs.
Yeah.
What a...
Yeah.
There's just no thought at all for this poor life that they've taken.
Exactly. So not only the injuries that I listed so far, it's also said that he had broken pelvis in two places, possibly after he was kicked or stamped on. The inside of his mouth was torn, meaning he was unable to eat. He later developed...
So he's unable to eat, but they fed him.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
He later developed pneumonia and sepsis. So they were right, he did have sepsis.
Yeah.
But the reason for it was because he had so many injuries.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
He was so abused.
And that is potentially what he died of, was a massive heart attack, but that was brought on by his injuries, sepsis and pneumonia.
Yeah.
And his chest rattling would have probably... It was... Because of his ribs, but also he had pneumonia.
Yeah.
Imagine how fucking poorly he would have been. And I doubt they're even giving him fucking Calpol. Let's face it. Like, I know Calpol's not going to cut it, but
Calpol's not going to do anything, is it? But
do you know? So basically, poor they're just baby. Massive pieces of fucking shit.
They are massive pieces of shit.
So Stephen Bowden was sentenced to life in prison with a minimum of 29 years.
Mm.
And Shannon Marsden was sentenced to life in prison with a minimum of 27 years.
So which isn't enough, but for our system, it's not bad.
But let's face it, like, people knew that baby was being abused. Like, family members must have thought something.
Yeah.
Social services
knew something
because they could have done more.
Yeah.
The judge who let that baby go back to him so quick.
Yeah.
And, you know, imagine being that foster parent and finding out that baby's dead, because they would have had a bond with him.
Yeah.
And apparently they said that he was just loving, so lovely and just so such a sweet little boy and just really chilled.
Yeah.
And you know, like, it pisses me off because like the worst people have like the most chilled babies. Then is that because they're like, who ain't gonna
That's because him? Yeah, it's all to do with attachment, isn't it? They're so used to not having that bond. Anything is
better
lovely.
Than nothing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, I just think yeah, why do they want him back for? Like,
that is it. Why? Why do these parents? I mean, is it purely money? What
money.
Is it?
They didn't work. None of them worked.
Mm.
I reckon it's money. I reckon it's honestly money because you get a lot of money once you have a kid in this country. Mm. Well, not loads of money, but you can get
you know, you get your housing paid for, dad. You know, you do get an income of such.
Yeah. So actually.
Yeah.
I think
there is also an issue or an aspect, should I say, of. There are a certain type of person that just likes to have a complete control over these innocent lives and, you know, punch bags.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also the argument for a cycle of abuse, isn't there?
Yeah, true. Very true. Yeah.
But whatever. Yeah. They're cunts.
They're absolute wankers. And how is this? How does no one know about this case?
No, like, it's a new one on me. And I know I'm shit with names and that, but usually when you tell me, you start saying the case, like, it rings bells for me. Yeah. But I don't know about this at all.
I don't remember this ever being on the news. It probably was for like 2 seconds, because that's all that these kids get on our news is like 5 seconds of coverage.
And we do say also with Star's case, that was so huge, but a lot of cases went unreported on, didn't they?
Yeah, exactly. And we only know it wasn't that big. Really, it wasn't, you know, if you think about actually how many people there are in this country alone, it wasn't that big, considering if you think like other cases get such big attention, because she didn't have her case wasn't on the news. It was only like a
What is it that makes one worse than the other when the content is pretty much the same?
Yeah,
I mean, with Star's case, I wondered, was it because they were a lesbian couple? Is that because they were different? Is that different?
Because they were a lesbian couple. I honestly do.
Like, what are the things that make one bigger than the other?
Let's face it, she was ever so cute.
She was so gorgeous cute. Little. And then you find that, like, yeah. I've yet to see a photo of any of the babies that we've covered and that just thought, yeah, cute. That...
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I don't know why this case isn't so well known. Maybe it will be in, like, you know, where they're from.
I get people don't want to see this kind of crap every day, and I get that. It is awful, awful to know about and think about. But maybe if this was rammed down people's throats all the time, people, more would be done.
And people would be realising that actually, fuck, they're going mental with that kid, actually.
Yeah, and this isn't just happening to some kid that we don't know across the country. This is in your area. This is going on.
Yeah, exactly. This is just up the road from you. Yeah. It's just, yeah, it's an hour away up the road sort of thing. Yeah, exactly.
A kid in the same school as yours.
Yeah, because you remember those sort of cases if it's, like, affected you. Even if it's not affected you on a personal level, if it's affected you because you've seen it,
yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I don't understand how this case is... I've not long come across this case. It's only been the last, like, 2-3 months. Mm. I'm like, oh my God, how did you find it? This case? I was on... Who was I looking for? I was looking for a certain case, and I don't know what I typed in. I typed in something and it just came up. And I was like, oh, I clicked on it. And I was like, how the fuck do I know about this case? And then I started clicking. And I was like, there's a lot of, like, news articles about it. But then if you search for, like, Star, there's loads of news articles about it. That's all you know what you're searching for.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember what I was looking for now. I was looking for... What was the last case I did? Might have been Logan's case, how I come across it. It might have been Logan's case. I might have typed in something.
And it just came up.
And it comes up. And then, like, you go down the rabbit hole. Because if you go onto certain websites, especially, like, I don't know, Sky or something, you can just, like, limit your search a bit more.
Yeah.
So you get more... things that come up. But yeah, I think it might have been Logan's case is how I ended up coming on to this case. It must have been, because I think I'd already nearly finished Logan's case. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I'd probably done this one first. Because no one knows about it. I'm like, but honestly, I was like, how the fuck don't I know about this case?
Yeah.
And then my sister said, I know. And I was like, how the fuck don't I know then?
Yeah. It's awful. And I think I've said this before, but we are never sure of cases to look, you know, we don't have to look hard to find a case that is so horrific. It needs covering.
Yeah, there's lots of.
And that is just the saddest
COVID
thing.
COVID cases, like, there's just so many of them.
Mm-hmm.
So fucking many.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's always COVID.
Mm-hmm.
That's always, like, and I feel like social workers use that as a massive excuse.
Yeah. And it's not the social worker's fault that these kids are abused. That is completely on the abusers, 110%. But they are there for a reason.
And yeah, that's their job. And that's what they're paid to do, to protect children.
Yeah. It's a shame that has to be a job. It really is. Mm. But it is.
But they're not doing their fucking job half the time. Like, that there, they did their job first time. Amazing. Mm. Great. Brilliant. So why the second time did they not do their job?
Mm.
Like, if you can, and it does seem like, oh, no, maybe I found it when I was, when it was baby P, I might have found it then. Right. Maybe. I may. Just trying to think now, because I'm just thinking, I don't know, maybe it's either Logan or Baby P.
Okay.
That's how I found it. But yeah, you think of, like, especially Baby P's case, like, social workers, like, oh yeah, we saw him, but he's covered in chocolate. Like, it's always a fucking excuse on their file. Oh, he had a bump, but...
Dee-da-dee-da, yeah.
Yeah, and like, hold on a minute, weren't he... But I suppose, like, well, for him, he was not removed because of... violence. I imagine on social workers' level, they were probably quite low, maybe.
But see, to me, in my head, the fact that there were problems with them keeping the child before he was born just makes it even that more, I don't know what the word is I'm looking for, but even that more dangerous, or that more, like...
But did they just have that social worker that's going in doing the job properly, and that, that one then didn't go back?
Yeah.
And then you get someone else.
And yeah.
Then separate social workers go on, and instead of sitting there fighting because they haven't got time to 5 minutes to read the report, they're just going to house, knocking on the door. Oh no, didn't answer. Great, so I'm on safe. Yeah.
And then that's another issue, isn't it? Social workers are overworked. They should be able to have the time they need to look into things properly.
Yeah, if the government would fund them better, like police, and, you know, because police is doing just everybody's work at the minute.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy.
Such a shame. This poor little Finley.
And he's so cute as well. He was so, so cute. I'm like, and he was so young.
Yeah.
Such a baby. And I am glad that he did have just like short time with the foster family. Like, I hope he was just treated like royalty there, which he probably was.
Yeah.
You have to be selfless, don't you, to be a foster parent.
And I guess not in any way, shape or form, am I glad that he died, but I'm glad that it didn't go on for years and years and years, because sometimes it does, and that's awful.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's so many cases like that, isn't there? But yeah, COVID cases of missing children, of children that are dead that no one knows about.
Well, as you said, they'll all be going to school now, and people will be like, "Where's the kids?"
So. Yeah, where are these children that just so happen? And I do get that, like, especially in COVID, it was hard. But them two didn't work anyway.
Mm.
So it's not like they, you know, it's not like these parents that were sort of them being made to look after their homeschool their children and go to work. Because a lot of companies are like, you're fucking working. Mm. Like, you can work from home, you're working. Don't give a shit about the family you've got beside you. And I'm not saying that's an excuse to hit your kids.
No.
I'm not. But if they've got none of these factors.
No. Stress factors. No extra stress factors. No. Their only thing to do is be home.
Yeah. And look after your child. Yeah. Like, imagine having, like, Not that I'm saying I'd love to be on Dole, but imagine just having you and your partner on the Dole, living your best life.
Yeah, just running around, like, all day.
It'd be great,
isn't
it? Like, it'd be amazing.
Because even without COVID, that seems like that's all they had to do.
Yeah, exactly. And let's face it, they're probably not going to redeem themselves and go out into society and actually go to work, are they? So probably always going to be fucking little wrong-ins.
Yeah, well, I hope they don't get paroled or anything like that.
Oh, they probably will, won't they? But let's hope not.
We can always live in hope, can't we?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God, as well. Have you seen on, everywhere, True Crime Garage is the best one for it.
Mm-hmm.
But do you know JonBenet Ramsey?
Mm-hmm.
You know it, yeah?
Oh, yeah, I know the case.
Yeah, I'd have done it if you didn't know it. Yeah, so basically there's, like, loads of new evidence that's coming out.
Still do it, though.
Sort of, that's coming out.
Still, like, do it, because I don't know none of the new stuff. I did post something the other day just saying that there is new things that are happening.
Oh, did you? I didn't see that, otherwise I wouldn't have.
I believe it. I posted it. I'm sure I did.
Yeah, there's loads of new things as well. That was one of the first podcasts I probably ever listened to was about her.
I don't know about podcasts, but it's one of the first documentaries
I've never watched a documentary.
It was good.
And do you know what gets me, right? What I don't understand, is people are like, oh, no intruders because they're coming. No, blah, blah, blah. But they had a big house. Their house was big. It's not like my house. It's a bit like your house. Like, massive. Do you know what I mean? That's what, like, it's big. There's a lot of doors, a lot of windows.
And yeah, I don't know what I think on that case at all.
And they just spent so long on the family.
Yeah.
So long. Like, even blamed it on the son. Like, they're saying, oh, you know.
Were they covering up for him?
Yeah, like,
loads of people believe that. I honestly don't know what I believe.
Yeah, if you can hand on your heart and say, oh, yeah, I know who killed her or something, then you're living in a fantasy world.
Yeah.
Because there's so many people, there's so many potential suspects.
Yeah, I did watch, I can't remember at all what happened, to be honest. I need to rewatch it, but, you know, I think I've told you about the guys on YouTube that read body language.
Oh, I don't know what they're called, but
so there's something, the behavior panel,
right?
They've done quite a few on the son and Patsy the mother. I'm sure she's called Patsy. It's very interesting, but their discussions, because they are four really highly revered people in their area, so a lot of their discussions, it's not a quick watch, it's like an hour, 2 hours long. But they are, I highly recommend them, they're really, really good at what they do.
Were they pro or against them?
I can't remember.
Oh, that's a shame.
I think there was something with it. It was basically, they don't say yes, they did it, or no, they did it. They say
no. They say
when there's sort of behavior that indicates that they're not telling the truth, or that they're blocking memories, or
he did things like he chartered his plane for, like, literally straight after she died. But let's face it, if you were in shock, he found his own daughter. He found her, not everyone else's, and they had loads of people in the house in now that house from the time that she was, I mean, she was dead in the house.
Yeah. And they didn't find her for ages. No. Well, I know they did find her quick, but not considering how long. Yeah, it was a long time. Yeah. And a big thing of it was the letter, wasn't it? The letter
was a bit strange. But this guy that's in prison, that they have analysed his handwriting, he said he's killed her many times.
Mm.
It looks like he matches, his handwriting matches.
Right.
But they made, like, that Patsy do, like, I don't know, I think she had about fucking 100
handwriting samples
for them. Yeah, and if you did it, they had lawyers. They could have gone, I'm not doing that. They didn't have to do that. They were suspects, but they couldn't arrest them. They didn't have enough evidence on them. So they could have shut down completely with the police. They didn't. They worked with the police.
I do remember in the behaviour panel them saying that there was genuine emotion and like sadness attached when they certain things were mentioned.
Oh, he's put thousands and thousands, probably millions of pounds into finding his daughter. If they would have killed her, or the son would have killed her and they recovered it up, why have they put so much money? Why did you put so much money in it?
I think you should. I know we try and shy away from the bigger cases, but it's been so long since it was a big case. I have forgot a lot of the details,
yeah, and
especially
really
if there's new things coming out. I'd love to know a bit more about it.
It is a really interesting case, and I think a lot of people forget as well that that was her job. She was mum. That was her job. So like beauty pageants and all that stuff. You have to be a bit of an assertive mum, because 9 out of 10, the kids don't want to do it. It's a long day or a long couple of days.
Mm.
So, like, the kids get tired. So you've got to be like, no, you're going out there and you're doing this. Yeah. So you have to be, I wouldn't be shit at that. I'd be like, oh, they're tired. Don't worry. Yeah. I flew all this way, but don't worry. Do you know what I mean? You have to be like, no, you're going out there and you will smile and you will do, like, that's what you need to do. And it's like, actually, yeah, you have to have that in you as a mum.
Yeah, because you do get these parents, so their kids want to be actors and that, and they move away from their hometowns, move to New York, where at LA, wherever. And yeah, you know, we've done all this for you. You are going on this interview.
Yeah,
you know, you wanted this.
Yeah.
It's happening. And in that regard, I can kind of get it.
Yeah.
But there has to be a line, doesn't there?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But yeah, I think, I don't think the family did it. I can't see it. But who did it? God knows.
Like I said, I can't remember enough about it.
God knows. And it's like he was quite a wealthy man, and in business, like, business is tough sometimes. People fall out in business, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if you step on someone else's toes, why'd they kill his daughter? Maybe, maybe not.
Yeah, why would you? But then people are fucking sick and crazy, so who knows?
Apparently that there was a stun gun used, and that's why she didn't make him get out of bed. And this, the guy that died, the guy that was investigating it for a long time died, he had loads of information. And he's now passed like that on to somebody else. And he spent his last couple of months when he was really reopening it all in order. So people would know how to find it.
So the mother died as well, didn't she, of cancer?
What, Patsy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not dead yet, the actual dad. But this, the guy that was investigating the case, he was the one. And then there was another guy that they brought on, and he was really good at closing cases and stuff. And they brought him on to, and he was like, he was sort of against the family at first. And then they basically brought him on to build a case against the family, or like one of them. And he was like, nope, fuck you. Yeah. Can't do it because there's not enough evidence there to support it.
Well, I'd be really interested if you did a case. Let us know, guys, if you want Bryony to cover it, because I'd definitely be interested.
It is really
they
sad.
All are, though, aren't they? That's the thing.
Yeah.
We never start a case with, oh, this one's really happy.
No, to be fair, we don't. But I think I've listened to that case. So, like, I like to listen to, I'm weird. If I've listened to a case, I like to listen to other podcasts.
See all the difference.
Because they'll say, oh, actually, I think this. And I think, oh, actually, yeah, they're right. Actually, I think that, yeah.
Makes you think different things.
So I do. I like to listen to,
That's something we do on our group, isn't it? We have our own opinions in that, but we're always open to changing them. Change our minds,
oh,
you know.
Yeah, 100%. Like, if you think that if you think that the brother did, I can't remember what his name is.
It's Brandon or Brendan or Brand, or something like that.
But if you think he did it, then you've got, like, if you think, actually, I'm not saying he didn't do it. I can't 100% say none of them did it. I just can't see it. Just can't see it. Like, and the amount of people that were there that saw it, I'm sure they've got DNA. I'm sure they fucking have.
Don't know.
I'm sure they have got semen. I'm sure they have. So if it was the dad, then they would have easily been able to. He must have given a sample.
Well, they must have. If there is DNA, there must be able to rule out the family if no one else.
Exactly, but then can they 100% rule out the family? Because I mean, she could have been raped by one person, murdered by
At least for that then.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. But yeah.
Maybe start a group chat about it, because I'm sure there's lots, definitely lots I don't know.
No, and there'd be stuff that people know that I don't even think thought of. Do you know what I mean? I just can't see the family that's done it. Like, I just can't see it. And it's all these relationships, like, she come down for food in the middle of the night, and then the brother got angry because she ate his food and killed her. And I'm like, I mean, siblings fight, but I'm not sure he would have killed her over some food.
No, not if he was just a normal,
like,
well-rounded
really,
child.
Yeah, but he's come out and said that the guy that they police think, like, the guy that's, like, top of the suspect pool at the minute, he doesn't think he did it because there's different type of paedophiles. He's this was a paedophile.
Mm.
But there's like paedophiles that want to rape children, and there's paedophiles who want to rape and murder them.
And there's different ages and sexes that there are paedophiles are into.
There's paedophiles that want to rape children, but those children know who you are because she would have known who he is. So if you can't leave her. Once you've done it, you might think, oh, I can't do it. Might merge, it's too strong. Then once you've actually raped them, you can't. She knows who
she's
you are.
She's the witness, isn't she?
Exactly.
And unless you've groomed that child enough not to tell.
Exactly. So, you know, you can't, I don't think you would ever say there's different types. There is different types of paedophiles, but like, I don't think you can ever say that a paedophile wouldn't kill because of the actions.
Mm.
Because, you know, the thought of
just don't,
the
people are fucked up, aren't they? You just don't know, and you can't get into the headspace of them at all.
No, but the thought of getting caught to them, like, paedophiles are normally little cowards, aren't they?
Yeah.
They don't want to go to prison.
No.
Because they want to be
well, you know, if you get caught, you're going to prison,
yeah,
aren't you?
Pretty much, yeah, exactly. Unless you live in England.
Well, unless you live in England, yeah.
You can go to prison then. You can be a paedophile here absolutely with no consequences for your actions. Right, we have to go because I need the toilet.
Okay, well, I thought that was a really good case, and I'm glad that it was one that I didn't know and that we can shine light on one that's just not been well publicised.
No, well, yours I don't know. And we're gonna release yours Christmas Day and Boxing Day, aren't we?
Yeah.
That's or Christmas Eve. We'll put a poll up either Christmas Eve and Christmas Day or
Christmas Day and Boxing Day. We thought we had last week off, didn't we? Because we were going to have the week over Christmas. We decided not to do that so you'd have something over Christmas and as a little extra. And also because it was a big case, I made mine a two-parter so you can have two over Christmas.
Two.
But no, that was a good case, Bri.
Thank you very much.
Right, we'll see you next time.
Much love. Bye. Bye-bye.